We are going to definitely have to taste test here on the Morning Team Show when it comes to a food item. Well, this is a good one. I think I'm pretty confident in this one. I don't think there's going to be any question that we would be happy to engage this. M&M's, you know, the candy folks, they melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah.
Is ready to release, and it says here, I guess they're releasing it right now kind of as a test case, but it says that by March of 2022, the M&M's Crunchy Cookie will become a permanent flavor. Again, in March 2022, the treat is a new variety that combines chocolate chip cookies within the candy. Yeah, a crunchy cookie center that's covered in milk chocolate with the familiar red, orange, yellow, blue, green, and brown M&M shell.
All right. Make them a little bigger.
Hey.
Oh.
M&M's Max. Hey.
Yeah. Dave, there we go.
Contact the marketing department. Yeah, then maybe they're just not big enough. You want a whole handful of those. It doesn't say exactly where it's being released right now, but by March 2022, look for it to become a permanent flavor in the brand's lineup once it hits stores nationwide. So that's something to look forward to. Also, by the way, it does say that coming up this fall for Halloween and for the winter, once again, M&M's will release its Cookies and Scream for Halloween, and white chocolate pretzel snowballs for winter. I kind of like your idea, though, Dave. I mean, nice flavors, but...
It just needs to be a little more substantial if you're going to take in the cookie into an M&M.
Well, they're designed to be a handful. I mean, you know, so just take more of them.
Yeah, there you go. Instead
of one handful, you take two.
That's right.
Like I said, though, we'll have to investigate this. I'll put this aside and say next time I'm in the store, see if I can't find it. That would be worth taste testing.
Well, that's March.
Since it's releasing, but it doesn't say where, but March 2022, that's when it's going to be nationwide.
Mm. Right now, it's just kind of, so they might have some
some
markets.
Places. So
you spend a lot of time in the M&M aisle, do you?
I do. I have to admit, I do sometimes. You know, I do.
I like to go up and down all the aisles, so I pass by it. I might pass this one by, though, when I'm in this aisle. This is one we will not taste test on the Morning Team Show. The Boston Beer Company and PepsiCo have announced plans to create an alcoholic version of Mountain Dew.
Oof. I'll pass.
Isn't there enough punch in Mountain Dew already?
Yes.
Isn't it like one of the high-caffeine drinks or something like that?
Yeah.
I was surprised.
It's going to be called... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's right. I was surprised. We were at a restaurant one time, and I ordered a root beer. They didn't have regular root beer. It was hard root beer. I'd never heard of that before. Well, I just sent it back.
This is what it's going to be called. It's going to be called Hard Mountain Dew.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. They expected to hit shelves in early 2022. Doesn't say anything about releasing it early in test markets. Boston Beer will develop and produce the drink while Pepsi creates a new entity to sell, deliver, and market the beverage. Okay, so Pepsi's marketing, Boston Beer's creating.
I see.
Yeah, and it works like a charm because what happens, the caffeine pumps you up and the alcohol drags you down. Oh. It balances itself.
Oh, boy. And it says here it will be in bold flavors with the original Mountain Dew, Black Cherry Mountain Dew, and Watermelon Mountain Dew. And it does say it'll be an alcoholic twist with zero sugar. Okay.
Now, if you drink that, then you can afford to have the handful of M&M's.
Oh, there you go, right there. M&M's with an alcoholic Mountain Dew chaser.
Remember when we were kids? Wonder what happens when you put M&M's in the Mountain Dew.
Let's find out.
See if it creates a volcano or something.
Well, it does contain 5% alcohol by volume. So
Mountain Dew alone does that to my heartburn, so it makes it a volcano. It tears out my stomach lining, too.
I'd forgotten this, and did I miss this? It says earlier this year, Coca-Cola announced a partnership with Molson to create an alcoholic beverage. I don't recall
that. Okay. No, I missed that one.
It's becoming one mixed-up world, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Remember you just go and order a pop?
Right.
Now you got to be carted. Coca-Cola's beverage, by the way, it says, did hit shelves in March. I don't remember this. And it came in still is available in four unique flavors, exotic pineapple, strawberry guava, tangy lemon lime, and tropical mango. Now that I say that.
It wasn't a Coke product per se. It was a fruit drink product.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Bottled by Coke, eh?
Bottled by Coke, yeah, owned by Coke, yeah.
Well, there you go, folks. Get prepared.
I'm not drinking it, so I don't have to prepare.
Well, you don't drink pop in the first place.
I don't drink pop in, no. Don't put Mountain Dew in any of my alcoholic beverages.
You want the Boston beer part, not the Mountain Dew part.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't need the Mountain Dew.
I can see it now. Iron City 7-Up.
No! No! No, we'll pass. I think I'd rather have the Brock's turkey dinner candy thing again.
No!
After that, if I were ever to taste that again, I might drink an Iron City. Or two. Or three.